From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ivory Coast deaths now up to 18. The death toll is up to 18 from Sunday's attack by jihadist militants at a beach resort in Ivory Coast. Interior Minister said Monday that 15 civilians and three soldiers were killed in the assault, which targeted three hotels in the city of Grand Bassam. He said three militants were also killed. Earlier reports put the number of gunmen at six. The Interior Minister spoke after government officials held an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. Turkey's military said its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes on Monday, targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. The strikes against the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, came a day after a car bombing killed at least 37 in Turkey's capital of Ankara. Syrian peace talks have resumed with a warning from UN Special Envoy on Syria, Stefan de Mistura, that spoilers will try to torpedo these long-awaited negotiations. He says such efforts will make him even more coldly determined to push on. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Syria's warring parties refuse to talk face-to-face, so UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura will be shuttling between delegations in so-called proximity talks. He says this will not hamper his efforts to discuss substantive issues with the government and opposition delegations. Previous negotiations have broken down over the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. De Mistura will not comment on this, but does acknowledge problems are likely to arise.
If during these talks, and in the next rounds, we will see no notice of any willingness to negotiate, which we hope is not going to be the case, we'll bring the issue back to those who have influence.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's not planning on changing her refugee policy despite heavy losses in recent state elections that showed conflicting opinions about her liberal approach to immigration. On Sunday, the Nationalist Alternative for Deutschland party won representation in three state polls in what many saw as a protest vote against the chancellor's open-door policy on refugees. This is political scientist Gero Neubauer of the Berlin Free University.
The landscape in Germany changed because we have now a party at the right wing. In former times, we had only big conservative parties, but now we have a small right populist party, and this is new for Germany.
Chancellor Merkel has been under growing pressure to close Germany to migrants, many of them Syrians, but she has refused to impose a cap on the number of arrivals. The ongoing fall in oil prices apparently has come to an end. The International Energy Agency has announced that prices may have bottomed out after a long, steady decline that meant lower gas prices for consumers, but economic woes for oil producers. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
The IEA says the bottoming out of oil prices is due in part to declines in production by non-OPEC countries and an increase in Iranian production. Among those following developments is Anthony Starkey, manager of energy analysis at Platts Bentech. He says prices had fallen so low in some cases that oil producers had trouble paying transportation costs.
Just in general, there's a lot of logistics involved in getting the crude collected from wherever it's being produced and getting it transported to the demand centers, which is the refineries, which are going to turn that crude into, you know, the things that we use, the fuels that we use.
He says some grades of crude were actually trading below $10 a barrel. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Experts think the next 2 years may be tough for the U.S. oil industry, but expected to rebound in 2018. Yet with greater acceptance of global warming, more energy companies are investing in alternative energy research. An American member of Islamic State has surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. A Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Iraq told VOA his forces noticed the suspect while on patrol on Monday. They fired at what they thought was something unusual, only to have him emerge sometime later after it became light and request that he speak to someone in English. Well, after the Peshmergas made sure he had no explosives on, they arrested him and took him to the camp where he said he wanted to surrender. A picture of the suspect's Virginia State driver's license sent to VOA identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Qais. The commander added that the suspect told him his father was Palestinian and his mother was an Iraqi. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.